right, I'm back here on the Michelle Morin Show to tell you what big media won't. We spent the last segment talking about women in Iran and the relentless attacks on Trump. And the very first segment, we talked about the Britain's health system has just shut down, canceled 50,000 non-urgent surgeries because, you know, single-payer, big government health care. They have to ration by their very nature, and people are going to die. All right? And that one's not made up. That's not fake news. That is what's going to happen. So go listen to my first segment if you missed that. But I want to tell you a little bit now about, we're going to get into the climate arguments going on with this bomb, cyclone bomb in the Northeast. But here's a little interesting side story. Badger Middle School in Wisconsin, in the West Bend School District, gave their students an optional privilege test. Now, it was optional, but what in the heck are they doing? Here are the questions they asked. Get ready.
By optional, you mean you showed up and... Because I'm sure if I showed up and refused, they'd be like, well, we really think you should take this, Mr. Yeah. White Jason privileged person.
Especially if you're white.
If you show up and you're white, they're going to be like, well, that's your privilege show, and you don't want to show us your privilege.
Exactly, Jason. So here are some of the items on the questionnaire. This is from Todd Starnes, Fox News. He compiled this. I am white.
The first question. Well, you're done. You're privileged.
You are done.
Move along.
I have never tried to hide my sexuality. So if you've never tried...
So...
Middle schoolers, I didn't really know much about my sexuality in middle school.
I don't know how school was for you, but I didn't get sex ed until I was at the end of middle school, into high school.
Right?
And so we need to prep it to everyone.
All right. I feel comfortable in the gender I was born in. So you're privileged if you feel comfortable.
They make you feel guilty for being a normal kid, right? Not knowing about your sexual identity, not feeling guilty about being white. Really?
Oh, it gets worse. I've never been called a derogatory term for a homosexual.
Wait a minute. You've never been called a derogatory term for a homosexual. Mm-hmm. So if you're not a homosexual, you've never been called that. That makes sense.
There you go. I never doubted my parents' acceptance of my sexuality.
Oh, this feels really LGBTQ.
My parents are heterosexual. My family can't afford a therapist. I have never been called a terrorist.
Maybe we should reverse that and say, why are you calling people terrorists?
And this is not from The Onion, I promise you.
Oh.
Nobody has ever tried to save me from my religious beliefs. I feel privileged because of the identities I was born with. I have never been mocked for my accent.
Wait a minute. So if you're from the South, you're not privileged because people with a Southern accent get
mocked. I got mocked when I moved here from Texas.
Yes.
As a kid. I was in middle school and I moved here and I got mocked.
That's not a.
I'm not privileged, Jason.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, you're not. I'm more privileged than you because I've never been mocked for my accent.
Oh gosh, I've never been told that I sound white. I am a man.
I am a... Wait a minute. That's the question?
Yes.
So you're just... Half of the school is just now privileged.
I went to summer camp. I've never been catcalled.
I am a man.
You are privileged. I think you qualify for most of this, except you're
not... three-quarters of that is me.
You're not white. Everyone just thinks you're white.
Well, yeah, they would say, you need to retake this question because obviously you don't know.
Jason, you would do great. Okay, so parents found out about it. Parents have complained.
Oh.
And apparently there's going to be some kind of meeting about it. This is not The Onion. This is real.
They're going to get all the parents who complain and say, well, you have too much privilege.
You need to take this test.
Please take this test to show us how privileged you are.
Exactly. Oh, here's another. Okay, I can't end the show without this. This one's more sober, much more somber. Glamour magazine had an article, and The article is celebrating a new device that can murder your baby in just 3 minutes. This is not the Onion either.
Where is it from? Where is it?
Glamour Magazine has an article about it.
Glamour Magazine has an article?
Yeah, I'm going to quote from the article. The device is called Soft Touch.
Oh.
And this is horrid. Soft Touch can kill an unborn baby up to 12 weeks gestation in just 3 minutes. Less developed babies can apparently be killed in a mere 60 seconds. Here's what Glamour Magazine said, quote, "You've probably never heard of it, but recently, a device that has the power to transform the abortion process hit the healthcare scene. It fits in the palm of a doctor's hand and doesn't require an electric suction machine or an operating room or fasting the night before. A patient doesn't need to be sedated, and there are and no limits on her lifestyle, either before or after the procedure. In fact, she can get the entire procedure done in her lunch hour and go right back to work. It's non-surgical, non-invasive, and is nearly 100% effective. It can be completed in 60 to 90 seconds if the patient is less than 6 weeks pregnant, and in about 2 or 3 minutes if she's between 6 and 10 weeks. And it'll cost you around $1,200.
That's in Glamour magazine. It's not in a medical journal. That is not in a...
No.
That's to me, I don't know. I don't read Glamour, so I'm not up on the... That seems like a teen magazine.
Yep.
What do you... Do?
Yep. Insta-kill. That's what I called it. The insta-kill machine.
You know what?
Just go on your lunch break.
We can cure cancer. Let's fix, you know, this problem we're having with the economy. No, let's put all of that on the back burner. We need to figure out how to do abortions faster.
Really fast.
Really fast. Drive through abortion.
All right. I don't like talking about it. It makes me sick. So I do want you to know about it. And I want you to know if you've got your kid, if your girls are reading these magazines...
Glamour magazine is in the trash now from now on.
That's what they're getting. So if you recall on my show about 6 weeks ago, we got several local experts from Colorado Springs to join us. We got City Councilman Andy Pico. We got 912 Director Don Rogers. And we got the Independence Institute's Amy Cook to join us and talk about Colorado Springs coal plant. It's called the Drake Power Plant. And the Sierra Club had come into town and was pushing our local city council to kill the Drake Power Plant within, I think, 5 years. And it's supposed to close in 2035, but the Sierra Club's goal and agenda, if you go on their website, is to get rid of coal power plants all over the world and all over the country. This is what they do. And our city council was buying into it. But... on my show, we got folks activated. The 912 group here with Don Rogers got folks activated. And we ended up contacting the local city council. And by numbers 2-1, we're able to influence the city council. And the city council did the right thing. They did not vote to close our power plant. And that's good news at so many levels. It's good news. It's good news for Colorado Springs residents who won't have to pay higher utility rates just to meet a leftist agenda. But it's also good news because it shows that you and I have the power to influence change when we really just put ourselves to it. And it took a lot of work. It did take a lot of work to get the word out and get folks activated. But you know what? You still have power and influence as a voter. You particularly have power at the local level. Never forget that. And more, I've been doing this for almost 10 years. I am learning that those guys in DC, they don't care. They see us as their serfs. But the local politicians, we can actually make a difference. We can influence change and we can take control of what's going on around us. So hats off to you all for getting motivated and helping out and making this happen. And thank you very much to the city council for listening to We the People of Colorado Springs and doing the right thing.
I just want to point out,
go ahead.
why do you have to thank them for listening to us? Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
That is what they're supposed to do.
Okay, well, I'm just, it infuriates me that you have to thank them for doing what they're supposed to do.
Well.
But, I mean, I still thank them for that.
Yes, I do.
But it's a shame that we have to do that.
It is, it is. But they could have ignored us.
They could have.
They could have.
And we'd have to have a, I'd have a male riots. I don't know, what would you call that, a man march?
A man's march?
Yes.
A white man.
Secretly minority march.
There we go. Millennial.
Yeah. Millennial, yes.
So you know about this cyclone blizzard, this bomb cyclone that's hit the Northeast? I was reading up on this before I came in, and I hadn't had a chance to really read up on the technicalities of this storm, but apparently the force and power of this storm was more than meteorologists even predicted or ever expected.
And they were expecting some bad stuff.
They were. This is a horrible storm. And now it's the actual, the brunt storm where it brought in the snow and the flooding, I think that climaxed a few days ago. And correct me if I'm wrong. But now the Northeast, and including Florida, is just sunken in horribly cold temperatures. And iguanas are freezing in the trees in Florida and falling out and land.
They had snow in Florida.
Snow on the palm trees.
Yes. Which is, I mean, it happens, but that's very rare.
It is. It's insane. Yeah. And you told me sharks. I looked it up.
Sharks are freezing in the water.
Death.
Yes. Turtles are freezing in the water. It's so cold.
I thought the ocean water stayed pretty much the same
temperature. I'm sure that the sharks thought that too until they got frozen.
I'm sure they did too. Well, now that we've got, I saw somewhere the wind chill and the cold is combined to 100 degrees Fahrenheit below zero in some northeastern state, and the entire Northeast is frozen. Well, it turns out that I got this from Breitbart. They compiled an entire article. The frozen U.S. is paying a terrible price for green lies. There is an energy crisis across New England. They shut down their coal plants, just like Sierra Club wanted them to, several years ago, and replaced it with natural gas. And not only are natural gas is, they're trying to use natural gas to keep these people warm, but now they're having to fire up old coal plants because the natural gas isn't doing it. It's not meeting the demand. And Michael Bastoch from Climate Change Dispatch wrote this. He said, unrelenting cold since late December has caused energy demand to spike, pushing up prices and straining supplies. New England power companies are struggling to keep up with demand. New England's current energy woes are the result of years of state and federal policies aimed at closing coal and oil-fired power plants, largely as part of the region's effort to fight global warming. These people are freezing. And this just goes back to, I'm so thankful that we, the people here in Colorado Springs and our city council, did the right thing and did not shut down our coal power plant just to fulfill the leftist agenda. And there's another article, the New York Times. The New York Times came out with a headline, "Why So Cold? Climate Change May Be Part of the Answer." Go ahead.
Are they going to blame global warming on freezing temperatures?
They are.
Hello.
Climate change. They can't say warming.
I apologize. Change. Now we can't say global warming. We have to say climate change.
The gist of what they wrote is basically, you people who are freezing in the Northeast, it's your fault. It's your fault. Here's what they said. New York Times. As bitter cold continues to grip much of North America and helps spawn the fierce storm along the East Coast, the question arises, what's the influence of climate change? Some scientists studying the connection between climate change and cold spells, which occur when cold Arctic air dips south, say that they may be related. But the importance of the relationship is not fully clear yet.
Oh.
They go on. The Arctic is not as cold as it used to be. The region is warming faster than any other. And studies suggest that this warming is weakening the jet stream, which ordinarily acts like a giant lasso, corralling cold air around the pole. So basically, they're putting doubts in people's mind. These poor people are freezing. And they're writing an article trying to dare say that it's our fault.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should have been caring about the environment. You would have been warmer.
There you go. There you go.
That is...
All right. We're going to close the show tonight with... I want to honor a sheriff's deputy here in Colorado, Douglas County, who lost his life. Last week, a man who hates the sheriff in Douglas County decided to set up an ambush situation and make it sound like a lot of law enforcement was needed to respond to his apartment building. And he succeeded in getting at least 5 sheriff's deputies to respond. And he ended up opening fire on these deputies. And sheriff's deputy Zach Parrish lost his life. Zachary Parrish. He was 29 years old. He died Sunday and at the scene, I believe. And it was an ambush-style attack for sure. The killer knew that the officers were coming, and he shot every single one of them. Zachary Parrish is the one who lost his life. And I just I want to offer prayers to the Parrish family, his widow, and 2 little girls. And I want to play the audio, End of Watch.
End
of Watch audio that was played for the sheriff's deputy as we close out the show tonight.
1721. 1721. 1721. Negative contact, all units standby for Tom's. This is the final call for Deputy Zachary Parrish, badge number 1721. Deputy Parrish was fatally shot on December 31st, 2017, while answering a call for duty. He gave of himself while serving Douglas County with courage and valor. Men and women of the Sheriff's Office are forever grateful and proud to have served with Deputy Parrish. We will never forget his ultimate sacrifice. Deputy Zachary Parrish, may you rest in peace knowing that your strength lives on in your wife, your legacy will be carried on through your daughters, and that your honor will continue on with all of us. 1721, you are clear for end of watch. Thank you for your service, and rest easy, sir. We have the watch from here. 1721 is end of watch for the final time. DCSO call sign, Paul 163, badge number 1721, is hereby retired. Just back there.
Ouch. And there you have it. Zachary Parrish, may you rest in peace. I'm Michelle Morin. This is The Michelle Morin Show. And I am signing off for the week. We will be back next week. Tune in, and we will be telling you more of what big media wants. Have a wonderful week.